Se Vasudevaya.
Om namo
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vishnu Sahasranam 598 is Go Hitaha. 599 is Gopati. The names are very similar. Go means the cows, the senses, the earth. Hita means benefit. It's also there in common words in Indian languages up to the present day. And Pati means Lord, Master, Husband. So the meanings of these names are already there, already been discussed in names previous to this, like Gopati and Govinda. So I may not get into it in great detail here, but we can go through it again. Go hitha, if we take that to mean go, to mean the world, then he who looks after the benefit of the world. So he's always interested. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is always interested in the benefit of the world. He's good. He wants to see people happy. So he acts for their benefit, sometimes by killing them. Whatever he does is for the benefit of others. I was just thinking today that when Hiranyakashipu was killed, then everyone was, oh, what a relief. He's killed, he's finished. Such a terrible demon. It's unimaginable. He's all over, finished, gone forever. But no, he came back again as Ravana. And just as really, really horrible and terrible. And then he came back again as Shishupal. But he didn't appear to be so dangerous. So maybe it's the different yugas they're living in. It's because Shishupal's at the end of the Dwarpa, almost in Kali Yuga. And there are so many other demons on the earth at that time also. But he was very demoniac in the sense that... my diary. Very demoniac in the sense that he was so directly envious of Krishna. In the case of Hiranyakashipu, of course, he was very envious of Vishnu, seeing him as a family member, but he was more interested in dominating the universe. And Ravana didn't really have any problem with Ram. You could say Ram picked a fight with him. If Rama just said, oh, my wife's been kidnapped, okay, there are so many other women in the world, I'll just pick up another one. But Ram picked up a fight with him. Even in the modern day, you'll see someone will run off with someone's wife and then they'll just be friends still. The two men. Oh, okay, so well. Okay. What to do? But Shishupal was more demoniac in the sense that he was just completely focused on hatred of Krishna without any particular reason. Always blaspheming Krishna from the very beginning. Oh, going back, I forgot to do yesterday. There's some addition to Kumuda. One other interpretation I thought of. He takes pleasure in that which is bad, what people see to be bad, his pastimes, they say it is bad. It's not bad, but what for them would be bad, for dancing with others, wives, killing so many people. So for him, nothing is bad. Everything, he turns the bad to good. Whatever people may think is bad, when he does it, it all becomes good. So that's another understanding. Okay, getting back to Gohita. He looks after the welfare of the world. Yeah, by killing Hiranyakashipu, by killing Ravana, by killing Shishupal, and they can come, and the demons can come as many times as they like, and he'll always act for the benefit of the world. Of course, that's not the only way he acts for the benefit of the world, but that is a very important way, because in this world, everyone has that demoniac propensity of forgetting Krishna. That's why everyone's in the world, and some are less demoniac than others, and those who become very demoniac and very powerful, they mislead others. So he looks after the welfare of the world. Shankaracharya gives the meaning that he protects the cows, and he particularly he cites by lifting the Govardhan hill. So in this way he benefited the cows. That's been discussed, his lifting of the Govardhan hill in a name way back at 182. Mahadridrit, he who held the great hill. So that's a name for Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan. And also there's another pastime of the Lord holding a mountain. What's that? The pastime of holding the mountain is most famous, apart from Krishna, as Hanuman. But Vishnu, he also another time held the hill. Transcendental quiz. Big mountain he held. That's right, that's right. You're all thinking of holding on a hand, but he held it on his back. Mandara Mountain, on which occasion? I just gave the clue, he held it on his back. Churning of the milk ocean, yeah. He acted as a pivot, so it didn't sink in the ocean, and this way he got his back scratched. A mountain would crush anyone else, but for him it's a pleasant sensation. So the earth is the place where the material world is. The earth is where the seeds are sown. So the seeds of desire, they are planted. This is the Parashara Bhatta. He gives this idea that the seeds of desire, they're sown in the heart, but they're manifested in the karma bhumi. This world is the karma bhumi, the place where we work. On this earth, human life on this earth is so important, in as much as after the human life, that sets us up for the next so many other lives. According to our pious activities or impious activities, we get so many lives in future until we again come to human life on this birth, on this earth. So particularly on this, of course, in the heavenly planets, one can also perform pious activities and impious activities. But particularly on this earth, it's the place where we make our future. Urdvanga chanti sattvasta madhe tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna vritisto adhoka chanti tamasaha. If we act in sattvagun, we go up. If we act in rajagun, we stay somewhere in the middle. And if we act in tamaguna, we go down to the abominable lower situation. So Krishna doesn't only come on this planet, but particularly he comes here, his various avatars here. Sometimes he appears in the heavenly planets also, as with Hiranyakashipu, because Nrsimha was up there. We have the facsimile at Ahobilam and Simhachalam. And Vamanadeva also appeared in the heavenly planets and went to the heavenly Narmada, where Bali Maharaj was performing sacrifice. And there's a facsimile there. The Narmada is also in Madhya Bharata, central India, flowing. Bhrigu Kutch is the facsimile on this planet of where Vamanadeva appeared. Very pious river. The people on the banks of the Narmada are very pious and very devoted to Narmada Devi. Krishna particularly acts as the benefactor of this world. People ask, well, why does he come here? Vrindavan, the spiritual world, is manifested on this planet. Ayodhya, the spiritual world, is manifested on this planet. Why this planet? This planet is so important because one can go up or down or stay in the middle or go directly to the spiritual world from here. It's the most important place in the universe, especially this land of Bharatavarsha is most important for spiritual consciousness, especially the area between the Himalayas and Setubandha. Now they say Kanyakumari, but actually the southernmost point is generally reckoned as Setubandha, maybe because this, what we're sitting in here now, this Purusha, the Parashram Kshetra came later. Otherwise the southern point, where the two oceans meet, Setubandha, the Mahodadi and Ratnaka, the two oceans, they meet at Setubandha. So that's there, the north-south axis, and the west-east axis is from Ganga Sagar to Sindhu River. That western part is now completely taken over by the Mlechas, by the Yavanas, people who have rejected and become enemies of the Vedic culture. But this land, this part is most important for spiritual culture. So Krishna comes here and he travels widely. Krishna went to so many places in Bharatavarsha in his pastimes. Of course, he went beyond also. He went to the place of Yamaraj, he went to the place of Varuna, he went to see Mahavishnu. But mostly he was here and mostly in that tract of land between Kurukshetra and Dwarka. He visited Kurukshetra twice, and Dwarka, and of course Vrindavan, but he also went so many places. He went to Vidarbha for kidnapping Rukmini, for instance. He went to Pandarpa for chasing after Rukmini. He went to Navadvip, that's not so well known, to fight with the king Samudrasena, when Bhim went there for conquering the eastern direction. He went to Varanasi for fighting. Balaram also. He went to Mithila. He went to Pragjyotishpur, which is in Assam. So many places he went. Balaram also traveled the whole length, went all around the country. So in this way, he did great benefit for this earth by giving his darshan to all the people and placing his lotus feet on all these places. Bhagwan Ramchandra also by the grace of Ravana, he covered so many places. Not by the grace, but anyway, circumstantially. He went to so many places all over India. There's not even, I don't think anyone's even listed them all. Just like we have in Salem, just at Salem, there's that Ayodhya Patanam, where Ram also visited. So there's so many places like that. It may be in some Purana, but it's not well known. The well-known places of his pastimes are, of course, Ayodhya, Chitrakoot, then Nashik, then again Setubandha, Rameshwaram. There's so many places of his pastimes are there. So he benefited this world. He always benefits it. But he came here and he continues to benefit by manifesting himself in various temples. He comes in the form of his holy name, distributed by his devotees. So there's a lot of concentration on this earth planet from the Supreme Lord. It's so important, because in the heavenly planets, people are enjoying themselves. They're too much in the mode of enjoyment to take spiritual life very seriously. And in the hellish planets, they're just suffering. And in the lower planets below the earth, they're demoniac, not interested in Krishna consciousness or in any elevation. They're also enjoying their senses to a large degree in the subterraneanly heavenly planets. Bilaswarga, the heaven in the holes. There are holes from this planet down to the next. And in there are the heavenly planets. So, not heavenly, they're for demons, but they're enjoying like that. So he's Gohita and he's Gopati. With very similar meanings again. Gopati, this name has already been discussed. It came just over 100 names ago. And again with Govinda. So, Parashara Bhatta, he gives the meaning here, particularly referring to, just like I was saying, karma bhumi. This area of the universe is karma bhumi. So the heavenly planets is bhoga bhumi, for enjoying. So he particularly refers to, he's the Lord of the heavenly worlds. He's the master of the heavenly worlds. He gives this meaning. He's the Lord and protector of those in the heavenly worlds. And of course, that's well known that Vishnu comes, Etechang Shakalapung Sang Krishnas Tu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Ridayanti Yuge Yuge. He particularly comes to protect in his various forms. Krishna, the Supreme Personality, is the Supreme Personality Godhead in his various forms. He comes to protect the devas, those who are to protect them against the enemies of Indra. He comes in every age in various forms, and particularly, as I just mentioned, he appears in the heavenly planets as Nrsimhadev, but he doesn't remain very long there. But as Vamanadev, he's there, as he's known as Aditya, the son of Aditi, who is the mother of the demigods. But he doesn't remain so long there either, because he goes to the lower planetary systems. He sends Bali down there and says, "Oh, don't worry, I'm coming with you to Sutala," and remains as his doorkeeper there. But he's always looking out for the benefit of the devas, which is one reason why the asuras, the daityas and the danavas, there are various terms used, but the daitya specifically means the sons of Diti, by her husband, Kashyap, and another wife of Kashyap is Danu, from whom the Danavas are born. So they're very demoniac people or race. And they all hate Vishnu because they say, well, Vishnu always sides with the devas. Well, he always sides with the devas because they are godly, because they want to uphold dharma. Whereas the asuras, they want to... the devas recognize Vishnu. Whereas the daityas and danavas, they don't want to. So he is the protector of the heavenly world to uphold the system of dharma in the universe, which the demons simply want to destroy. So we see again and again he comes to the rescue of the residents of the heavenly world when they get themselves in too much of a mess. Then he helps them. Now, one of the commentators here, in the last few names, he's Satyadeva Vashishta. He has been interpreting Ku as in Kumada, Kuvaleshaya, in a less usual way to mean movement, and he does also with the word go. Of course, we have the English word go. In Sanskrit, gati. So he interprets this also to mean movement. So he interprets gohita to mean that he facilitates the movement of all beings in this world. We're all on the move. Everyone's on the move. Body to body to body. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesha arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani maya. Everyone in this world is moving from body to body to body in different parts of the universe. Eta brahmanda bhari ananta jivagan charashi lakha jonite kariye brahman. This world is filled up with unlimited living beings who wander within the universe within 84 lakh species of life. So their great well-wisher, unknown to them, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu, and again, Gopati, he gives the same, this Satyadeva Vashishta gives the same that he is the master and protector of all living beings who go this with reference to the Lord in the heart who oversees everyone. So it's just like the driver. He, in modern terms, we'll talk about a car. So he, by driving carefully, he protects the passengers of the car. So in the same way, this whole world is driven by the Supreme Lord or overseen by the Supreme Lord. Maya dhyakshena prakritihi suyate sachara acharam hetunanena kauntaya jagat viparivartate. So he is the Lord and Master of all living beings who are moving in this world and protects them and looks after their welfare. The next name, 600. Okay, I got another century. That's a big thing in modern Indian culture, to get a century. You don't know what that is, but in India it's a big thing. To hit a century means cricket, nonsense game. But so name number 600. Gupta. Oh, I just sent out on BVK Sangha two quotes from Prabhupada saying that Krishna plays football. How about that? That's going to make a new craze in ISKCON. The two quotes, not just one. So, this name Gupta is also a very important name, means the protector. But it also came up, just like Gopati came up at 497, and now it's coming at 599. So at 498, now coming up as 600. In other words, one follows the other twice. It comes as the protector. So very, very important to understand that Krishna is our protector. But as it's already discussed, I won't go into it in great detail. Satyadeva Vashishta, as usual, gives a less common understanding when he says it means to conceal. So he conceals himself. But like I say, it's already been discussed in some detail. I'll just give a quick summary here now. He is the protector of everything, the protector of the Vedas, the protector of the cycle of dharma, the cycle of karma. The protection function comes from him. He's the supreme protector. Kshatriyas, they are considered the king. He's a representative of God on earth. He represents the... among the other functions that the king performs, one major, major function is that of protecting the citizens. So that is a function he discharges on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Protector. And then he conceals himself also from those he does not want to show himself to. They don't, show me God, as if he doesn't have to come and dance before you. Nahang prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita murho yang nabhijatati loko mama jamavayam. I am not manifest, Krishna says, to the foolish and unintelligent. For them he remains covered by his illusory potency. They don't know him, who is everywhere, everything, who is... Avayam means he never decays or deteriorates, but they can't see him at all. They're not allowed to, because they're not devotees. Even if they see him through Shastra, they see him in a distorted way. They misunderstand, because they don't want to understand or accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives standard interpretation of these names. He's been, for the last few names, he's been given understandings based on Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, but the names connected with cows goes directly to Krishna's Leela, so he doesn't. So that automatically comes. Gohita, he is the well-wisher and benefactor of the cows. So Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the same meaning there. Gopati also, the master and controller of the cows. Gupta, he specifically says the protector of the cows. We can just imagine. Well, there is a great difference between the cows that are protected. You can see the cows, how they're taken out. Well, you don't. If you live in a city, you don't see. But how the cows are taken out by the cowherd man or boy and looks after them. And maybe with the stick he drives them. But the cows, even though they may sometimes be a little... naughty and run away, but basically they're acquiescent. They accept to be under the control of the cowherd boy, and they feel fully secure and safe like that, because they know that every day takes me out, every day feeds me and then pets me and brushes and cleans, and they're fully secure in that relationship. They are fully happy to be under the care of the cowherd boy. Whereas cows that are raised simply for slaughter, oh, they suffer so much. So if we don't come under Krishna's protection, we send ourselves to the slaughterhouse of repeated birth and death. So better to be under Krishna's direction. In the Christian tradition, it's quite common to see Jesus represented as a shepherd. Shepherd means who drives sheep, because in that area of the world, sheep are more common than cows. People drive. There's one of the Psalms begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And it describes how he takes me to nice. The person singing the song is conceiving as of God, because they live in that culture where they're sheep and the shepherd. So God is like a shepherd and I'm like a sheep, and he takes us to nice green pastures and lets us drink nice water. And sometimes they say Jesus is a shepherd, because they equate Jesus with God, although by profession or by background Jesus was a carpenter. So that's the idea of being putting oneself completely in the protection of Krishna, just like one of his cows feels. There's no question in the cow's mind that they don't have any big philosophy. They don't think, "Oh, now I'm protected by Krishna," or even the cow. They don't. "I'm protected by the cow." The cowherd, they don't have any philosophy. They're cows. They're not philosophers. But they just feel completely safe and completely happy like that. The cow is very easy to make a cow happy. Some grass and some water, and sometimes if you give some gur, then they'll be very happy. And that's it. And they like to be with other cows, and time to time they give birth to more cows or bulls, and then they give their milk, and they're very happy like that. So if we place ourselves in that position, just do some service to Krishna, and we'll be completely secure in that relationship. Again, it calls to mind that verse of Yamuna Acharya, bhavantam evanu charam nirantara prashanta nishesha manora tantara kadahamai kantika nitya kinkara praharshiyasha misanata jivita. When will I feel, when will that day come when I will identify myself as your follower? Anuchara literally means going behind, bhavantamevandra, as your eternal follower, and then I will achieve peace. We just had so many names about peace. So these things are all connected. We can be peaceful if we identify Krishna as our protector. Prashantanisha. Otherwise, the mind just going on round and round, up and down, in and out, back and forth, all over the universe, dragging us all over the universe. Just place the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Just give our mind to Krishna. Vajahuremana, Srinandanandana, Abhaya Charanaravindare. Just be satisfied in Krishna. And then, Prashada Nisheshama, Kadahamai Kantika Nitya. And then again, he says, when will I be identified as your eternal? Kinkara, what will I do? Give me your order. I'm here to serve you. Kinkara means servant, again, personal servant. Then I'll be so happy, fully happy, living as with my master like this. Hare Krishna. Any question, comment? Any demons here to give any protests? I don't think so. No demons here. All devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.